Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Okay, Bob Almanac here today. As always, Marlon and Donna from Maple Grove provided this cowbell.
That was very nice.
Not a true cowbell like I have. I've got the other one.
We have multiple.
That's an actual cowbell actually hung around a neck of a cow.
Right.
The bell cow. The one that we got from Donna and Marlon is more of a replica.
Yes.
Just a sound maker.
A little smaller.
That you might take to a sporting event or something like that.
When Allie was here on Friday, I said, because I pulled out the triangle. She goes, wow.
I forgot we even had that in there.
And I go, yeah, we have all kinds of stuff. And she goes, you might have more than I have. I have a lot of percussion equipment in her trunk she carries with her.
We could use a tambourine. She had an extra tambourine.
Yeah. I'm sure she has more than one.
Yeah. She's got an old one that maybe, you can't use anymore.
Take it out of service?
We could slap some duct tape on it.
Yeah, I'll ask. I think it's worth asking the question.
And also we heard from Terry and Becker, who is a twin. Not a Siamese twin, but is a twin. She says, my twin can tickle me, but I can't tickle myself.
Yeah, okay.
So that's a whole
thing. We're
so
narrowing things down.
Siamese
twin,
maybe.
Right.
We have a Bob Almanac salute here on the Bob Almanac.
Let's meet another woman who chose a date from our video library. She likes to play French horn, paint eggs. She says that she may never settle down. Please welcome Jennifer Ball.
She plays French horn and paints eggs, and she hasn't settled down.
Wow. I got a party with that gal.
If you're doing both of those things, you're pretty much settled down. French horn, right?
French horn and egg painting is not really that wild.
Chuck Woolery.
You hear everything that happened on that date. We'll do it in 2 and 2.
Right back. There's the thing that made him famous. He made it famous.
Yes, he did.
He was already famous because he was Chuck Woolery, the original host of Wheel of Fortune.
That was 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Pre-Pat Sajak.
Yes.
Well, he was so smart because he knew 2 and 2, he had bumper.
Yep.
Going into the commercial break, and he knew that the commercial break was 2 minutes, so you can't say, and how many times you've called a football game.
Yeah.
And we're back in two minutes. And basically you do that just to tell your board op back in the studio how long of a break it's going
to
be.
Yeah, how many spots to play.
Right, exactly. But Chuck Woolery has passed away. I always liked him on Scrabble. He hosted Scrabble.
Yes, he
did
several.
Which was a fun show, and they had the tiles and everything. He passed away.
They said he died very suddenly.
His brother announced it Saturday on social media. No details were given about his death. So, it would sound like it was a bit of a surprise. He had not been ill or anything.
No, he came out and said, I don't feel good. I'm going to go lay down. And then a little while later, he came back out, and he said, I'm having trouble breathing. And then next thing you know, that was it.
Chuck Woolery. 83. Better host of the Wheel of Fortune. Obviously, Pat Sajak's the gold standard.
Right.
Chuck Woolery or Rolf Benerschke?
I'm going to go with the late.
I think Chuck only did it for maybe a season.
Yeah.
Or two, maybe three. I know we've highlighted it before.
Right.
When he was on. And does Pat Sajak and Vanna, are they still doing that?
I think Pat Sajak retired, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, because they brought in, what's his name?
Yeah.
The guy has like 80,000 jobs. Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, Ryan
Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest
is doing it.
I think Vanna's still on.
Well, that's good. November 25th, 330th day of the year, Old Farmer's Almanac published for the first time.
Oh, nice.
This date, 1792. If Ben Franklin didn't have something to do with it, at least the start of it, they should have. But still going on, strong.
Yes.
As accurate of weather forecast as anybody at the National Weather Service, from what I understand.
Right.
1940 here this date, we had a new cartoon character. I think you know old Woody Woodpecker, right, Woody?
You're not going to pull that old gag on me, are you, son? Do you know what I did to the last guy that tried that? I tore him!
Who doesn't know that laugh?
Everybody
Woody
does.
Woodpecker.
It's iconic.
That was the original first time we heard that laugh. Right there. It was a... a lot of these cartoon characters debut in cartoons of other characters. That was an Andy Panda cartoon.
Oh,
so
sure.
Andy Panda preceded Woody Woodpecker. They were both, I think, Walter Lantz.
Yes.
And so you had Andy Panda, Wasn't there Wally Walrus?
I think so.
Was in that family as well. Mm-hmm. But so Woody Woodpecker, he was on Andy Panda's cabin. He was, you know, working on the wood shingles, and they didn't like that.
Yeah.
And it was funny because it was yesterday in 1982 that the Woody Woodpecker famous balloon, right? Woody
yes.
Woodpecker balloon
yes.
made its debut at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade on the 24th of November, 1982.
Very nice.
So that was very close to the actual debut of Woody Woodpecker as a cartoon character in 1940. Let's remember this actor here.
That's a laugh. What business? The only people making a living around here is the AMA, American Muggers Association.
And well, you're safe. I mean, what self-respecting mug is going to hit your cash register, Ed? All he's going to get is 64 cents and an empty shot glass.
I've been in business around here longer than anybody else. Why didn't they invite me to join?
Well, Della would love it, will you?
I certainly would not.
Well, why'd you ask?
I just wanted to get my refusal on record.
Jack Albertson, he was the man.
Yeah,
Chico and the man.
Yes.
Jack Albertson. Of course, he was also, Willie? Yeah, Charlie, Willie, the little kid.
Yeah, he was the grandpa.
He was the grandpa in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
And a couple memorable episodes of Gunsmoke.
He passed away at 74.
Yeah, he was young.
Back in 1981. In the news locally in 82.
It was and is one of the prime pieces of Minnesota real estate. Part of it was coming down anyway, the old Donaldson's building. But firefighters quickly realized it would go well beyond that. The demolition wreckage served as a giant pile of kindling. First on the scene, a crew from Station House 1 interrupted in their Thanksgiving dinner. Their off-duty brethren had been doing the same.
It was Thanksgiving, the big Thanksgiving fire downtown Minneapolis.
Oh, yes.
Remember that, 1982.
Yes.
Now, is that what we call Block E?
I think it is.
Because he said it was pretty famous... parcel of real estate in Minnesota where
yes.
Donaldson's was.
Right.
Yet the great Donaldson's versus Dayton's.
Yes.
Which of those two stores had Shirley? Remember the cartoon commercials with Shirley? Was that Dayton's or Donaldson's? Somebody's going to help us with that. Because those
Dayton's.
Were funny. Those were funny commercials.
Yes.
They really were. Shirley and his boss. And Mr. Shirley.
Yeah.
Mr. Shirley was the boss, right? Was it the guy who was going shopping and he was leaving his work so he'd go shop.
Right.
And I can't remember if it was...
I think it was Mr. Shirley was the boss, wasn't he?
I don't know. Maybe it was Mr. Slate. But anyway, 1982, we had the big Thanksgiving fire in downtown Minneapolis. In 89...
Flying from the top of the key is easy. It's the landings that kill your feet. That's why I fly with the pump from Reebok. When I pump up, my size 13s get support, protection, and a custom fit. So, Michael, my man, if you want to fly first class, pump up and air out.
Oh, boy, they're going right after Air Jordan. Dominique Wilkins, the human...
Highlight reel.
Yes, the human highlight reel.
Film or
he is
reel
there with the Reebok pump.
Yeah, man, that was a big deal.
A lot of people thought it was dumb.
Yeah.
The Reebok pump, but he had to brag about his foot size.
Sure, I noticed that.
Certainly. So that was 1989, the Reebok pump. Anybody out there own a Reebok pump? I had some Reeboks, which was kind of funny because my brother was a manager for Gopher Basketball under Clem Haskins for 3 years. He'd get us some pretty nice shoes. And they were Reeboks. I had Ernest Zigamazabo's shoes that I used to wear at open gym that I used to go and play when I was athletic.
Right.
That
brief moment.
Because they would get free shoes. You know, college basketball Division I, they would get shoes. They had deals with the shoe companies, of course.
Yep.
So that was this date, 1989. How about...
Garth Brooks' sensational album, Sevens, featuring the hits Long Neck Bottle and In Another's Eyes. Garth Brooks' Sevens.
Do what you gotta do.
Out now.
Garth Brooks, he was big in Australia, Neil.
Evidently.
As you can tell by that commercial, he released his seventh album. I never knew that's why it was called Sevens. I thought he was, referencing something else, like a card game or something.
Yeah.
Sevens released 1997. Speaking of more Sevens, let's see. Grammy Award for Best Country Collaboration because it had in what's the one that he did with Trisha in the Other's Eyes, In Another's Eyes.
Yeah. Another's Eyes.
So that won a Grammy from that album. Billboard Album of the Year also for Sevens. It's kind of on the cover in a barn in a t-shirt, as I recall the cover of that album. Neil, yeah. Does that sound about
that
right?
That sounds right.
Yeah. 1999, this date.
For nearly five decades, he wore the trademark beard and army fatigues, giving his fiery speeches against what he called the evils of imperialism.
We were talking, that's actually 2016, because that's, Fidel Castro died this day, okay. Age 90. He was the Cuban revolutionary commie, of course, right, big into socialism and Marxism. And, we never really liked Castro.
Not really, no.
No. Still got an embargo. Is that embargo still on?
They must have lifted that by now. Things.
I mean, I saw you smoking some Cuban cigars the other day, so I was questioning.
I don't think you can get those yet.
Yeah, well, you can get them. You can sneak them in. It's illegal. Yeah. So that was 2016. This is what I wanted from 99.
ABC News has learned that the State Department is furious with immigration officials. They say that pressure from the anti-Castro Miami Cubans is the only reason this young boy remains separated from his only living relative.
Gillian Gonzalez, another Castro reference there, albeit out of order. I heard there was a lot of out of order on Friday.
Oh, boy.
On the Bob Almanac. Oh, it was out of order.
Something went haywire.
The whole thing was out of order?
Pretty much.
Like you had to go to another one, a vending machine. But
We were closed for maintenance.
Closed for maintenance. 5-year-old Gillian Gonzalez, this was the day he was rescued off the coast of Florida. And oh, what a mess that was.
Oh, boy.
A 7-month-long international custody battle.
It was ridiculous.
Because
we
granted him asylum under U.S. refugee rules, but then his father wanted him back. He was with his great uncle in Miami. Then they stormed him and found him in like a closet or something later on. Oh, boy. That was this day, 1999. Let's move on to birthdays. Ready for birthdays?
I'm ready.
I am birthdays.
Anderson. Here. Bueller.
No Bueller today there, buddy. Ben Stein. And Anderson sounds a little mad, a little
he
angry.
Did.
I think he's got anger issues there in the first class of the day.
Right.
You can't start the day angry in high school.
You won't like the day if you start angry.
Certainly not. Ben Stein, you can win his money.
Yeah, he's got money.
He was a former speechwriter for Richard Nixon.
Ooh. Tricky Dick.
I think we had a Richard Nixon reference earlier in the show. We were talking about pardoning turkeys.
Yeah, I did. I remember
something,
that. That
yeah.
was pretty good, actually.
So, thank you.
Do you think Ben Stein wrote, "I am not a crook"?
No, I'm pretty sure that was ad-libbed.
Oh, that was ad-libbed.
Yes,
okay.
Ben Stein, 80 today. I've always enjoyed this man's work.
Your Honor, the plaintiff clearly had no malicious intent bomb in my briefcase to antagonize the defendant. The plaintiff had no previous bomb in my briefcase complaints from other neighbors. Therefore, I would like to cite the precedent of Becca versus bomb in my briefcase to illustrate my point.
Dan Fielding.
Yes.
The county prosecutor.
He was going
after him. I suppose it would be city prosecutor.
Right.
Going after the perps on night court. And he's on the new night court now. And he's still as funny as ever.
He is a very funny guy, for
John
sure.
Larroquette. Dan. What's your name? Dan. Dan Fielding. Oh, hello, Dan Fielding. John Larroquette. And that might have been, he might have been doing Subliminal Man before Kevin Nealon did Subliminal Man.
Yeah, it sounds like he was there,
on SNL.
Certainly.
So John Larroquette, 77.
Hit high in the air to left field. Going to the corner, Yastrzemski. It's over the wall. It's a home run for Bucky Dent. Yankees get the lead 3-2, and it just clears the upstairs.
Keith Jackson.
He did baseball, too.
Yes, yeah. He did a lot of sports. He was surprised that one left the yard.
Well, I think a lot of people were.
At Fenway Park, was that 1978?
There were some Yankee fans who were not pleased.
No.
I mean, some Red Sox fans.
Yeah, they call him Bucky Bleepin' Dent, don't they?
That's their
name for him. Bucky Bleepin' Dent is 73 today.
You know, good shortstop, light hitting, though. Yeah. I mean, not a great hitter. But
they were down 2-0.
That was timely.
And the poor Red Sox and the whole curse of the Bambino.
Continued.
My. 73 for Bucky. Vince Gill's wife. They're still together, right, Neil?
Oh, sure.
Amy Grant.
They'll have about 10 Christmas shows coming up at the Ryman, and they all sell out.
Why not?
Everybody says it's very, very good.
So there's Amy Grant. You know, she was gospel, not really gospel, but kind of
Christian
contemporary
music.
Christian,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Christian contemporary, and then kind of went pop, and then went back. And I'm sure she sings with Vince. Obviously, they do those shows. I don't know. Yeah. Have they ever released a song where they sang together?
Gosh.
I'm, you got to imagine that they did.
Yeah, I know they did.
Been a big hit.
Just Christmas. Had a Christmas song or two. But.
She's 64.
I envisioned playing at a high level. But these hands took me to places that I would never be able to envision.
Oh, man. Carter does it again. What a catch by Carter. Carter. Touchdown. What a play.
It allowed me and afforded me the opportunity.
Chris Carter. Yeah. Hall of Famer, yeah. Wide receiver. We got him for $100 on waivers from the Eagles.
All he does is
catch touchdowns.
Yes.
And
a lot of them.
Heard of some highlights there from Dan Rowe.
Yeah.
Who's no longer with us and was a great Vikings play-by-play man on the radio.
Right.
Chris Carter, born this date in 65. He's almost 60, so he's 59. 59, former Ohio State Buckeye.
Yep.
Chris Carter, happy birthday. Rapper of the day is Eric Sermon. Eric Sermon, one half of the hip-hop duo EPMD.
Sure.
Eric Sermon, rapper of the day, 56. Christine Applegate.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
Yes, indeed. She was part of that skit. David Spade could not contain himself.
No.
With Chris Foley. Chris Farley as Matt Foley.
Matt Foley.
That's Christina Applegate, of course, Kelly Bundy.
Yeah.
She's very good as Veronica Corningstone.
Oh.
Anchorman.
Okay. Yes, in Anchorman. Yeah. Yes, she
Christina was. Applegate is 53. Donovan McNabb.
Well, I've never been a part of a tie. Never even knew that was in the rule book. But again, you know, it's part of the rules, and we have to go with it. So
he didn't know that you could end a game in a tie.
Right.
Came to the Vikings, started the first six games of whatever 2011, went 1-5.
Yeah.
Threw a lot of balls into the turf.
Some of those passes, my
goodness gracious.
And that
was the end
gracious.
Of his career. He
was done at that point.
He was done at that point. 13 seasons. And
he had some great years.
Oh, with Philadelphia, of course.
Years.
Yes. He's 48 today. The Bushes, the Bush daughters and sisters.
Okay.
They're twins.
Yep.
Can they tickle one another?
I think
tickle
so.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Barbara Bush and Jenna Bush Hager. She's married.
Mm-hmm.
They're 43. And then one more here.
In first place with 66 hot dogs and buns, Joanne Chestnut!
He's the champion.
Joey Chestnut, Joey Chest Pains. 41, heats hot dogs like we did as a kid.
Right.
Not as many. He eats more hot dogs. He had 66 there. He holds the current record of 76. That's more hot dogs than most people eat in what? A couple years?
I would think.
More than
I
that?
I like hot
decade?
Dogs.
But you really don't enjoy them. I mean, when you eat them like that.
Well, no, and I don't dunk them in water.
You don't dip the hot dog. You dip the
bun
in water so it goes down smoother.
Right,
it
just
and,
mush.
Yeah, it becomes point. Mush because it's going to eventually. So you're mushing it before it becomes mush because it
right.
becomes mush in your digestive system. So that's the process there, basically yeah. starting digestion before digestion.
Whoever came up with that idea
yeah.
for competitive eating and dunking
crazy.
Your hot dogs in water and
yeah.
or your buns and eating them, I don't know.
He also holds the record for chicken wings, bratwurst, pork roll sandwiches, burritos, and Twinkies.
Competitive eater.
He ate 121 Twinkies in 2013. That's a lot
He's
of.
He's not diabetic.
That's
I'll
a lot
it.
Of whipped lard.
Yeah, it really is.
In your belly. Also, asparagus, pork ribs, tamales, and grilled cheese sandwiches. Mm. All records. So he's
wow.
more than just hot dogs, Neil. Joey Chestnut.
That's insane. You're not making that up?
He is 41. Certainly not.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten, one of the men who built America. You know what? He was one of maybe the most philanthropic man in our history. All right? He came with his family to Pennsylvania when he was like 12 back in the mid-1800s. Andrew Carnegie, the guy Made a lot of money, Jim.
So, you know, I was recently in Michigan at their hockey arena.
Yes.
It was built in the early 1900s. And the steel girders have stamped on them, because you can see them as you go up to the press box, it says Carnegie Steel on it.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that? I thought that was really neat.
He sold Carnegie Steel to J.P. Morgan for...
Corporate Raider. J.P. Morgan, Corporate Raider.
Right. He sold it in 1901 for $303,450,000, which in today's dollar would be a little over $11 billion. He sold it to J.P. Morgan and eventually become U.S. Steel. But then the guy gave away 90% of his fortune to charity before he died. I mean, the guy was impressive.
Well, there's Carnegie Hall.
There's Carnegie Hall. The guy did it all.
Financier. Or is it Carnegie?
Carnegie is what
some
I
some people
like.
Say I Carnegie, know, and I say Carnegie too. But if you watch the men that built America, like these real smart professors who think they're smarter than everybody else, they pronounce it Carnegie because they know something that we don't.
Sure. Anyway, Andrew Carnegie, tomato, 1835. Let's see. How about baseball Hall of Famer? He had the 56-game hitting streak. He was the Yankee Clipper. He was Mr. Coffee, and he is Joe DiMaggio.
Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio. We want you and I.
He tied the mark at 44.
Guy had a song.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it really was. Married to Marilyn Monroe. Is he more proud of the 56-game hitting streak or the amount of Mr. Coffees that he peddled in a single calendar year?
I think he'd be more proud that he actually was able to be with Marilyn Monroe.
Right, that would do it for me.
One day would have been enough.
Right. Joe DiMaggio, the great Yankee star center fielder, born on this day, 1914. He and his brother Dom DiMaggio, fine players. Joe, significantly better. Ricardo Montalbán, one of our favorites here on the Bob FM Almanac.
Smiles, everyone, smiles. We want our guests to feel welcome. My dear guests, I am Mr. Raw, your host. Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Do you think you think those red Jeeps with the little red and white striped canopy on them that they drove on Fantasy Island, do you think the chairs and the seats in there were rich Corinthian leather?
You would have to believe.
They would have had to have been.
Right.
Mr. Rourke.
And, of course, he was Khan in The Wrath of Khan. We have used that a few times. Right. So good. Ricardo Montalbán, he was in every show, right? I mean, you name it, he was in it at the time.
Naked Gun.
He was born on this day, 1920. What a career. Let's see. What about he formed a magazine? He was John F. Kennedy Jr. I remember seeing him at 3 years old saluting his father, sadly, as the casket in the funeral procession went by. Then we lost him, tragically, in that plane mishap where he ended up in some body of water. John F. Kennedy Jr., 1960.
Off of Martha's Vineyard, I think, is it?
John F. Kennedy Jr.
And Elaine Bennis also was quite smitten.
Yes, well, hard not to be. Had the good looks, had the money, had it all, and tragically was not a great pilot, as it worked out. 1960, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
In normal conditions, he was okay, but it was foggy. As they say, he lost the horizon. Got a couple
omissions.
Your staff overlooked Percy Sledge.
That's unfortunate.
It's not Sister Sledge either.
No.
Brother Sledge. No relations. Percy Sledge, 1940. Pretty good song there.
Yeah, very.
When a man loves a woman. And then...
And where have you been, Mr. Kent?
Me? Oh, I've been around.
Oh, around, eh? Mm-hmm. And I suppose you can explain why you and Superman have both been missing for approximately the same length of time?
My dear Miss Lane, don't you realize there's a logical explanation for everything?
All she had to do was, hey, Clark, take off your glasses, would you? Let me take a look. Lois Lane.
I don't see any similarity.
Every Lois Lane ever depicted.
Not very smart.
Not very smart.
No.
I mean, great columnist.
Right.
Wonderful
writers
journalist
and reporters.
At the Daily Planet, but when it comes to the whole glasses thing, Noel Neal, who was the Lois Lane on the TV show Adventures of Superman, born in Minneapolis.
Yes.
One of us. She 1920.
She had some personal struggles.
Died 2016, though. She lived a nice life, 96.
Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yes. Yes. She didn't die. It was 8 years ago she passed
away. Wow, that is a good run.
Noel Neal, Adventures of Superman, Lois Lane.
No.
Now gone, but not forgotten. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with George Jones? Uh-huh. She's My Rock. We're Running Behind with Tracy Lawrence. That's new. Or Tight Fitting Jeans, Conway.
Tracy.
Okay.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDBG, Albany. KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud. KDGY, Faribault. KLCI, Elk River. KLCI, HD1, Elk River.